This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover.
Presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. You hear Pat Boone talking about them on my show. And I take a fizzy. I call them a fizzy. Monday through Friday. It's really wonderful. And I don't realize that I've run out of them until I start feeling really tired about 4 o'clock afternoon, because they're just marvelous for keeping your muscle tone intact, keeping your energy level up, keeping your skin firm, and especially your immune system intact. Go to MDR Tabs. Call 800-MDR-TABS. Pat says, you'll thank me.
Hi, Joey Pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day.
In the treasure chest, gift certificate from Aspen Mills Bakery. Order your Christmas pies, your breads, your rolls, sandwich trays if you're going to have people over for New Year's Eve or football. You know what to do. AspenMillsPS.com. 323-3123.
Hey, Joey Pals, it's Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. Come on in and see us at any of our four Valley locations. We were voted best bakery and best sandwich in the Valley, so come in and check us out.
Boucher P.S. Air, you've got a gift certificate. They're at 611 South Palm Canyon Drive, 327-7701. I say the best airplane food you'll ever have.
Hello, Joey Pals. I'm Dennis Costa. Come visit us at Boucher and cool down at P.S. Air Bar.
You've got a $250 gift certificate towards a consultation in your home. From Dan with two N's of Foley and Stinnett with two N's and two T's. The website is foleystinnett.com, 322-2268. And we like to say, Dan will stay and visit with you till you ask him to leave. And then the Purple Room. You've got a gift certificate. They're at 1900 East Palm Canyon Drive, 322-4422, and they write, "Hello, Joey fans, almost as good as chocolate, is enjoying your favorite drink at the iconic Purple Room Bar on weekdays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 4 to 6. The best happy hour in the desert is there at Frank's Bourbon Bar," as in Frank Sinatra, "who knew and loved his bourbon and loved the Purple Room." Okay. 322-4422, I told you. Okay, and Craig doesn't have any children, so we'll make Joey's three work. We'll take the third caller. Isn't that great? Aspen Mills, food at Boucher, consultation in your home, fix something up before the holidays from Dan Foley, and then more entertainment with the Purple Room Palm Springs. I'll mail it all out to you. You've been loyal to this show for 27 years. I never take it for granted. Thank you, and I couldn't have done it without you. Okay. Craig Prater's childhood, Craig Prater's fabulous international career, Craig Prater in the present. Tell us.
I like you saying "in the present" instead of the swan song "Riding into the Sunset."
Oh, you know, of course,
yeah.
Not.
Well, it's incredibly exciting. I'm having a lot of fun with what's happening. Yes, I've officially retired, but I don't even know what that means because I haven't stopped. But I'm very honored with something that's happening that's coming up on January 5th. And the gentleman that I've spoke to you in an earlier segment about, the man that brought all that money to the film festival in the early days by the name of Buzz Stussy, he nominated me for a star on the Walk of Stars. And I don't know why. I've jokingly, I think it's a true, but my goodness, in the early days, I worked with the Supples to try to finance. We put Sophia Loren, Lauren Bacall, Mickey Rooney. We had a long list of celebrities.
Tony Curtis
put stars in the sidewalk. And now I'm thinking, what's happening? All these famous stars, and now they got Craig Prater. Let's get real here. Oh. So anyway, but
what
I'm
category
honored.
Is yours?
Film and entertainment. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's happening on January 5th at 2 o'clock. And Joey, guess where that star is going to be placed?
Well, I'm imagining it's probably in front of the Palm Springs Art Museum.
You are very warm, but let's just move down just a little bit. Yes, okay. It is in front of the museum, but it's right to the left foot of
Marilyn
Monroe.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm absolutely right, sure. It'll
wonderful.
Be first time in my life that I've enjoyed people walking all over me.
Yes, exactly. Have you picked your speakers yet?
I have, and we have 11 speakers that start with my career. It's an Ann Mincy that's coming from Redken Laboratories, L'Oreal.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to a desert staple, in my word, a friend that's been for there, who was on the board of directors of the early days of the Desert Eve Project, Julie Bornstein.
I don't remember that name.
Julie was one of our representatives to the state of California.
I do remember that name.
And then we've got to revitalize Sonny's name, Kim Waltrip, who worked with Sonny. And
Mary Bono, too.
Well, and Mary Bono, and she's going to be reading a letter from Mary.
Oh.
And then the mayor, while I was here, Will Kleindienst, is going to be speaking.
When I got my star, he was our mayor.
Yep. And then
is he still live here, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yes,
he does.
And Kathy.
So I'm anxious to have his involvement. And then film critic nationwide, but here in Palm Springs, Manny the Movie Guy.
Oh, how wonderful.
Is going to show up. So, and then a lady that was the publicity person for the film fest when I was here that went on to become the senior vice president of MGM's publicity and now is one of the head administrators of USC Film Center, Kristen Barella. She
My
will be here.
My goodness.
Scott Morrow, who did the awards gala every year and now is one of the most successful Broadway producers and won one Tony after another. And then the gentleman I mentioned to you about from Bangkok, who is one of the leading publicity, Thomas Castaneda, will be speaking on behalf of Bangkok.
Yes.
And then my Greek will be here. Alex Kalognamos is going to be speaking about my time with the Greek Film Festival. And then I had a wonderful 7-year gig with the Jewish Film Festival in San Diego.
And you left that one out.
Oh, I did. And that was a great period of time. Sandra Saperstein will be here for that. And then my last gig as president and CEO of Heartland Film in Indianapolis, that one of the head administrators of the elementary school that we did all these school programs for film.
Oh, my goodness.
Emily Hodson is flying into.
They each get 4 minutes, you know.
They each are going to get 2 minutes because that's an awfully long
that's
program.
That's a lot of them.
That's exactly right.
My goodness.
So then they move over for that unveiling of that wonderful star on the sidewalk.
Aren't you thrilled?
I am thrilled and honored and a little bit embarrassed, but I'm honored.
What are you going to wear? Oh, no, it's a girl question.
Well, no, it's not. I've already got it. Yeah, no. That's
okay,
not a girl
good.
Question. Uh-uh.
What's your star going to say? Craig Prater, then
it's
what?
It's going to say Craig Prater, president, executive director, and then at the bottom, International Film Festivals.
Okay. Yep. Oh, how exciting.
It is.
Bless
really
your
is.
Heart.
And then, along to keep with the theme of the film.
Yes.
A wonderful filmmaker friend has done a 10-minute documentary on everything that you've done in your earlier segments, from birth clear up to current, and it's an impressive film that he has done on.
Now, are you going to show that at the after party, maybe?
I'm going to throw that. It's going to be shown at the reception for the guests that have been a part of contributing to the Walk of Stars. So to
loop it, you know, just run it the whole time. That'll be great.
Yeah. So anyway.
I'm so happy for you. Okay. So, and that's open to the public, Joy Pals. Everybody can go to the star dedication. And it'll be in the newspaper and everything like that. What else are you doing career-wise?
I don't think a week doesn't go by that I don't get a call from a filmmaker saying, Craig, we've just finished this film. It's really, really good, but now we don't know what to do with it. That's
really?
A standard line of a filmmaker, though. They have got all this talent of making a film, but then
the
what
business
do we do?
Show. Yeah, they've got the show. Yeah. It's the business.
Yes.
What
so,
do you tell them?
Well, we take a look at the film to see if we're going to do the film festival circuit worldwide. Mm-hmm. And then once we do that for maybe a year, the film then will try find distribution for the film that will ultimately put it in theaters. So from start to finish, about a 2-year process for each film. So I stay busy with things like that.
What do you call that? A consultant? What do you call
it depends on who you talk to.
Yes,
I would say maybe I'm a consultant or an advisor to the next phase of their filmmaking.
What do you think of movies these days? They've changed a lot.
They have changed a lot. And here recently, of course, we're now into the award season, so we're being bombarded with films right now. But I did see the movie Till the other day, just a couple of days ago.
T-I-L-L.
T-I-L. The life of Emmett Till.
Yes.
Of course, that was upsetting and made me get crazy, but she'll probably get nominated for an Academy Award. And then Kate Blanchett is going to get nominated for her role. There's no doubt that those two will get nominations for their performances. They're both powerful. But, yes, films are different now.
The Sound of Music, it ain't.
Well, and you're right. And I'm old school, but I'm very story-driven. I remember my old friend Art Lyons that did the Palm Springs Film Noir Festival.
I loved Art Lyons.
And he was always
emphasizing
the show. The film noir was always about the story. Well,
that's
to me,
favorite.
It's all about all films, to me, I just think there's got to be a storyline to hold my interest. So
I watch Turner Classic Movies 24 hours a day. If it's black and white, I'm there.
Yeah.
I love the use of shadows and the light, the way it's used. Yeah. And I think the story, tell me what you think, is told differently in black and white.
Yes, and I think we have a tendency to embellish that story because we're seeing it. It looks so great with the shadows and the black and white. I agree with you, but it's a matter
of... And the cigarette smoke.
Yes.
Always the prop.
You're right.
Always the cigarette smoke.
And the femme fatale.
Oh, gosh, yes. The broads.
The broads, yeah. And it was a compliment to be called a broad or... we had all kinds of names
Dames.
For them then, and it was all okay then. Yes. Now it might not be okay, but no, it was a great art film. I really liked that style of film.
Yes, and our film festival here still has a film noir segment.
Yes.
Did you ever want to direct or produce a film? Write?
I have starring? Been involved with, on a lower level, producing films that... I've got a joke now that I feel like, because I always made fun of all these talented actors and all their creativity, and then when the Academy Award comes, they put the producer goes up, and I think, wait a minute, they just threw out the money.
Yes.
But so I'm thinking the day's going to come where I'm going to eat crow on that one because I'm going to go up and but just produce it. No, I don't have the talent for directing or making a film. I wouldn't know where to start. I'm not good at stuff like that.
Do you have a website?
No, but I'm thinking about doing that because I think it would help me manage the calls and inquiries that I'm getting now regarding what I might be able to do to help them in my retirement years.
Yeah, right.
Right is right.
Stand still, they'll throw dirt on you,
yes,
George. George Burns always said.
Yeah, now they're going to have the opportunity to walk on me.
Walk on you, baby. What's your middle initial?
Oh, my middle initial and name is Craig. My first name is Lon, L-O-N. As in Lon Chaney.
Oh, I love that. And where did that come in the family tree?
My great-grandfather's name was Leonidas, and they called him Lon.
Leonidas.
Uh-huh.
I can honestly say I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Lon Craig Prater.
That's it.
It's been wonderful to share the heartbeats with you.
The pleasure was mine.
Happy life.
Thank you. May I have another piece of chocolate?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I won't look.
All right. Thank you.
We need to thank Craig Prater for being our Talk of Stars honoree. Is there a book in your future?
I think if you stay tuned, there is going to be a book released in the very near future that's already finished.
What's it called?
Oh, Joey, you don't want to know the name of that. But
I don't?
Not right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You'll tell me as soon as we're off the air. Okay. Blessings.
Joey Pals. Here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals, ACT Tours reminds you there are 7 days in a week. Someday is not one of them. Travel the world while you can. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Come with me next March to Dubai and Abu Dhabi and Qatar. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Might be a good idea while you've got company over the holidays. Send them on a day excursion. Dana Haynes wants you to know we are under the ninth sign astrologically, Sagittarius, until December 21st. She comes down from the mothership, or you can contact her at astrologyworldnews.com. You can call 442-226-6378. Desert Water Agency reminds you that because of those new restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours. Now see, when the time changed, my timer's all screwed up. I just had it fixed. Oh, I'll work on that. And restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. And don't they recommend that you do not overseed this fall and go gold to help the statewide drought. Go gold means let your grass look brown or gold, okay? Just Fabulous. We love this website. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Get ready for Christmas with their fabulous selection of ornaments that always sell out quickly. 20% off all their Christmas trees. Huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more things for birthdays, weddings, and a new collection of retro pool floats. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, lalovisions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what life holds in store for you. Delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in beautiful nearby Yucca Valley. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant, 401-1810, or visit his website. It's a great gift idea. And as Pat Boone says, you'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway has a holiday schedule during this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, the 24th through the 27th. The first tram up is at 8 a.m. The last tram down, that's the one you don't want to miss. The last tram down is at 9:30 p.m. And you can do the ride and dine with the tram ticket and dinner at Pines Cafe, pstramway.com. Okay, the Palm Springs Cultural Center, home of the best popcorn. psculturalcenter.org. Pick from these things. Sundays with Keisha D is weekly, every Sunday. Monday, Mon Petit Salon is weekly, every Monday. Tuesday, Jazz on the Second Floor is weekly, every Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Life is a Cabaret, that's select Wednesdays. And Thursdays, Cocktail Classics, that's select Thursdays. You can clear it all up at psculturalcenter.org. Thus rendeth, see, thus endeth a pretty good reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Okay, Joey Pals, tomorrow, Desert Water Agency, Cyber Chat, and a new company called Living Out. Until then, you be well, and all the best.